Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer Robert Caro has explored the role of Senate Majority Leader in his series of books on one of the most powerful Senate Majority Leaders in history, Lyndon B. Johnson. Caro's current book is called Master of the Senate. Mr. Caro joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Will you explain that job to us, please, and why it's so important who does it?
Exactly. The Constitution gives no powers at all to a Senate Majority Leader, and neither do the Senate rules. In all the hundreds of pages of Senate rules, there is only one power given to the Majority Leader, the right of first recognition, which means that if he's asking for recognition at the same time as another senator, he will get it. But in the case of leaders like Lyndon Johnson, the most powerful majority leader of them all, they got immense power in the Senate. So they did it through their personality. So in the case of the majority leader, personality is or isn't very important.
And explain that a little bit, because Johnson, as you say, was such a master of it. It was building those individual one-on-one relationships and knowing when to lean.
Exactly, Susan. Well, you know, he ran the Senate. Mm-hmm. He really ran it. He would prowl the aisles with his arm around senators. He'd grab their lapels. He'd lean that big face into them, either threatening them or charming them. You know, once, unbelievably, when Hubert Humphrey, another senator, didn't move fast enough for him, he actually kicked them in the shin. The reporter who reported it at the time said he didn't believe Humphrey until Humphrey pulled up his trouser leg, and there was the scar from the kick. You know, Johnson ran the Senate floor so absolutely that he would actually control the pace of the roll calls with his own hand if he had exactly the right number of votes. And he was often working with a majority of one single vote, mm-hmm. 48-47 with one independent, Wayne Morse. He'd put his arm above his head from that front row center seat where the majority leader sits. He'd stand up to his full 6'4" height, put his arm above his head, and make a revving up motion like an airplane mechanic.
Wow.
So they'd do the roll call faster. If he wanted it slow, he'd make a stretching out gesture with his hands. He ran that floor.
Yeah. Well, it's been a very different history, hasn't it, for Trent Lott? And now, given all the controversy that surrounds him, how can he be an effective leader?
I myself don't think that he can anymore because, you know, since the job depends on the respect and on the personal qualities and the feeling that the other senators have for him, I think he's been very damaged. You know, before Johnson, no leader had really led the Senate. Mm-hmm. Alvin Barkley, one of his predecessors, once said, "I can't lead the Senate. I have nothing to promise them. I have nothing to threaten them with." Any majority leader needs a lot of respect, whatever that respect is compounded of. I think it's going to be very hard. It's a measure of what he's done, that when Johnson, as majority leader, passed the first civil rights bill in 1957, the first civil rights bill since Reconstruction, that lone Southern holdout after he had persuaded all the other senators to go along with Strom Thurmond.
Uh-huh. So history bears out its lesson. Thank you so much. Robert Caro is a Pulitzer Prize-winning biographer working on Volume 4 of his biography of Lyndon Baines Johnson. Thanks again.